Eya kaseni, eya kaseni, eya igamamu. When you go deeper, you will not need to ask for power. Like this evening, I didn't ask for power. No. I just said, what are you saying today? Then the scripture came. That was all. So I knew the other ones. As long as I have that scripture, I can heal the sick. I don't need to ask, will you come with? No. And some days the anointing can be so strong that even the dead can be brought back to life. We were called because this is Africa's time of focus. Sons and the daughters of Africa to set the stage for the glory of God. And so each and every one of us will need to take our journey from that city of God. And like Abraham, we will navigate through spiritual pathways in search of our inheritance. The days of half measures and talk and impurity are over. God has sent an alarm for the Puritans and the Nazarites, men whose garments are not stained, to align with him, because he wants to do damage to the kingdom of darkness in the territory. Will you line up with God, or you continue in that strange city? Will you line up with Jehovah, or you continue in that strange place? Side long ago, I will stand with the men and the women of prayer and will keep praying until God will break through the heavens and answer us. Oh, we will not be weary, we will not faint, we will keep praying, calling upon the name of the Lord until he comes. In your family will suddenly wither. The liabilities of causes will be broken. The light will shine out of darkness.
Jesus.